95.9 The Fox, Fairfield County Rocks. I'm Alan, and I've got a very special guest in the studio with me right now to talk about an event coming up this Saturday over at the Fairfield Hills campus in Newtown, the 5th annual Catherine's Butterfly Party. With me is the mother of Catherine Violet Hubbard, Jenny Hubbard. Thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's a tremendous community event honoring the life and the memory of Catherine, who lost her life in the Sandy Hook tragedy. But we're celebrating her life and her love of animals. Can you tell me a little bit of the background of that love of animals?
Sure. So Catherine she loved them all. She didn't discriminate. And so we felt like the best way to honor her is to honor the animals she loved. So at the sanctuary, we honor the human-animal bond.
It's the butterfly party. Was there a particular love of butterflies above all animals?
It was
great and small. Well,
nothing more than it was my favorite birthday party.
Okay.
She did love butterflies, though. And so the butterfly party is how we celebrate her actual birthday. This year, the butterfly party in Newtown is going to be on her 13th birthday.
It's pretty much all day long over at the Fairfield Hills campus in Newtown. And what can we expect at the event on Saturday?
Sure. It's a family festival. It's free for everybody and a super adoption event. There's 28 rescues, cats, dogs, equine.
There's a horse? Somebody can adopt a horse?
There's three horse rescues coming. There's a farm animal rescue. Catherine always wanted an all the animals animal party. And so it's truly an all the animals animal party.
Wow, that's incredible. And I know that there's going to be some animal demonstrations. Do you have any idea what we should expect with those?
Sure. So there's 9 that are coming. There's going to be 4 hours of birds of prey. Horizon Wings and Fairfield Audubon will bring their eagles and their falcons. It's extraordinary. And then we have exotic animals that graze the grass. There's a huge tortoise. There's llamas. Ripley's waterfowl is Livingston Ripley is coming with their ducks. So it's a really great way to either adopt an animal or just come and learn about the animals that we coexist with.
I know there's going to be local vendors there as well. You can take pet portraits, the butterfly photo booth, food trucks. So it's come and spend the whole day.
Right. And then there's no cost to anybody with the exception of adopting an animal, or there's food trucks. So if you want to grab lunch, but there's no entry fee. There's crafts, there's games, there are vendors, there's just exhibits. It truly is a day where the family can come together and just be. And really enjoy being with and among the animals.
And if somebody has an animal, could they bring it as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The leash laws apply. So keep your dog on leash.
Of course.
There are lots of animals just strolling around. It's super cool. A lot of people will put butterfly wings on their dogs. And there's a kissing booth that one of the rescues always sets up. It truly is. It's extraordinary. And it's hard to put words to it. It's just this great experience where there's no expectations. Just come and enjoy.
I do understand that obviously the CVH Foundation, which obviously CVH stands for Catherine Violet Hubbard, there is an animal sanctuary in the works right now. And is it going to be on the grounds in Newtown at the Fairfield Hills campus, or is that somewhere else?
No, it's across the street. The butterfly party attracts over 6,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can't fit them on the sanctuary property.
Okay.
The sanctuary property is under construction right now. So the sanctuary is across the street. We have 34 acres. We are in the middle of a build campaign. We've started some initial site work. We're continuing to fundraise for buildings. But that said, we are offering programs without a physical building. We're in the schools.
Oh, it's already happening.
It's already happening. We educate and we honor the human-animal bond. So on the human side, we educate, and we've taught over 10,000 folks how to be stewards of the environment and the animals that live in it. We're in the school system every single month, and we offer free monthly workshops to the community. Again, open to anybody. Things like Mindful for Monarchs. We tag butterflies and we teach people how to protect the butterflies that we that actually migrate through our area. And then on the animal side, we support seniors and we keep animals in homes. We believe that animals need to be in their rightful homes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do things like the Senior Paw Project, where we'll fill in if a senior is going to relinquish their pet to the shelters, or we work with rescues like at the butterfly party and help them find homes for animals that are in shelters.
And what's the progress with the physical sanctuary? Is there a timeline? Do you have any idea what the next few years is going to entail?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're doing the initial site work now. We're making a huge mess, lots of mud.
Especially with all the rain that we've had over the past couple of weeks.
Trust me, it's a muddy mess. But we are doing a lot of the stuff that's not so pretty, but necessary. So structural things. We're building a huge retaining wall that we're going to transform into a pollinator garden. That's happening right now while we continue to fundraise. And our hope is that we can raise the funds for the physical buildings. And be able to have those in place and constructed by 2021. So two or three years, we're hoping. Yeah, absolutely.
And the ultimate goal, it would house about 300 various animals. I think I read that somewhere. Is that about the right number?
Well, so we've supported 300 animals so far. Yep. Whether they've been rehomed or released back into the wild. The hope is that the sanctuary becomes a hub for human and animal programming. So we'll host our educational programming so we can scale it much farther than we are able to do right now. And then on the animal side, we'll have farm animal sanctuary. We'll be able to keep cats and dogs that are looking for another home on site and be able to, again, scale everything that we're doing.
That's great. In addition to the butterfly party, which I think is sort of the big annual event, it seems like you guys do something pretty much every single month throughout the year. I know you've got the Meadowmania coming up at the end of June and a twilight hike in July and Cups of Kindness. Can you tell me a little bit more about that, too?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're absolutely right. The butterfly party is our flagship event. It gives everybody a really nice glimpse of what to expect from the sanctuary when we're at full capacity. Our monthly programming is really in order to support our mission. And so the Meadowmania and Twilight Hikes, that's part of our summer pop-up series. We just finished our Sundays at the Sanctuary for this year. But the summer pop-ups is really to encourage folks to come out and learn more about the world that we live in. And again, free to the public. We just ask that you register. Twilight hikes, you learn about the crickets and you learn about all of those creatures that come out at twilight and why they're important. And it's really, really cool, cool things that you learn. We have an educator and a naturalist that leads people around. I think the parents typically learn more than the kids. but yeah, there's something every single month that we offer to everybody and encourage all ages to join us. We also have programs that people can do on their own, on their own time and in their own space. So Cups of Kindness is one of our, we call it a DIY fundraiser. And it was really developed by kids who said they wanted to help and they wanted to figure out how to fundraise. And we said, well, what do you want to do? And they said, of course, every kid wants to do a lemonade stand. And we said, well, what do you need to make that happen? And so the Cups of Kindness is a kit that has all of the components that you need, and you can just host a lemonade stand, and then the proceeds come back to the foundation.
That's wonderful. You can get all the information at cvhfoundation.org about all the events, and of course, this weekend, this Saturday, the 5th annual Catherine's Butterfly Party at the Fairfield Hills campus in Newtown. Do you have a favorite animal, either right now or all time, or is there one in particular you're looking forward to seeing this weekend?
You know, one of the groups that comes is Animal Embassy, and they always surprise us every year. The first year it was a tortoise. Last year it was an African porcupine.
Oh, wow.
And this year I think he's got a pig coming.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that. I don't have a favorite. A year ago I would have said a dog. Uh-huh. But as I'm getting involved with more and more organizations, there was wisdom in what Catherine said. They're all beautiful. She didn't discriminate on the animals. And I think that it's because all in their own right are just beautiful creatures.
A wonderful message, a wonderful cause, wonderful event this weekend, this Saturday, the 5th annual Catherine's Butterfly Party at the Fairfield Hills campus in Newtown. Jenny Hubbard, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me. We're really looking forward to Saturday.
Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing the story.